Following is a demonstration of the 42 step office in the Atlanta area, which is in Marietta, and is the only large step office which cannot call the entire metropolitan area on a seven-digit basis. According to the directory, repair service is a seven-digit number, so there shouldn't be any 611. First thing I'll do is check the wiring of the digit 2 on the first selector. Okay, that was a 2 dialed initially, now a 3. Now I'll dial several 4s. Notice that the first thing I dialed was the digit 4 three times. The first 2 times it absorbed and the 3rd time it cut in, which is a clear indication that they're using special selectors here. These selectors have the ability to switch the absorbing wiring of a digit after the first digit is dialed. Now, so far we know that as a first digit, 2 is wired to block, likewise with 3. 4 as a first digit is wired to absorb. In fact, it's wired to absorb repeatedly. The reason we know that is because since the digit 4 dialed initially absorbs, it's got to be wired either absorbed repeatedly or absorbed once. If it were wired absorbed once, then the next digit would cut in. We've seen that that doesn't happen, so therefore, as a first digit, the digit 4 is wired to absorb repeatedly. Now, as a second digit, 4 is wired to absorb once. The reason we know that is because it does absorb, but the next time you dial it, it cuts in.
If you're mapping this, you can write the letter B right next to the 2 and right next to the 3 in the first column only, because we know that those digits are blocked if dialed initially. Next to the 4, you can write an AR in the first column and an A in the second column. It's the AR and then A wiring that enables us to dial 444 and see it absorb twice, but not a 3rd time.
Now I'll check and see how the digit 2 is wired as a second digit. The way I'll do that is by dialing the digit 4 in front of the digit 2. The digit 4 absorbs, thus leaving us on the first selector to dial another digit. And since it's wired absorbed repeatedly, it doesn't guarantee that the next digit would cut in. So as you can see, the digit 2, as a second digit, is wired to absorb once. This guarantees that the next digit dialed will cut in. If the next digit dialed is a 2, you cut into a 4-digit trunk to the 422 crossbar 5 exchange.
So now on the 2 level of the first selector, the first column should say B for blocked, The second column should say A for absorbed once, and next to that we write what actually is on the trunks, which in this case would be 422 crossbar 5. By looking at the information we already have, you can see that dialing 422 would have to get us to the trunks to the 422 crossbar 5. The first 4 absorbs repeatedly, that just leaves us on the selector, but once an initial digit has been dialed, that second column goes into effect, and the 2 as a second digit is absorbed once. Once that's been done, the digit following will cut in, and so the next 2 does cut in to the trunks to the 422 crossbar 5. The same thing would happen if we dialed 442.
And now I'll see how the digit 3 is wired as a second digit by dialing something beginning with 43.
Call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again, or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again, or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again, or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed.
The digit 3 as a second digit is wired to cut in. And when I dialed 43, I cut into a distant selector into which I dialed 1 and got the vacant level recording in the Smyrna office. On the 3 level is the Smyrna incoming selector, which the next digit determines which step or ESS code you get.
3 as a second digit cuts into a slightly hummy wire trunk to the Smyrna step incoming selector group. So, for the digit 3 on Marietta's first selector, the map should say B in the first column and CI in the second, to indicate that 3 is blocked as a first digit and cuts in as a second digit. To the right of that, write Smyrna. If I hadn't known that this was Smyrna, I would have instead referred to this as S3. Next, we're going to map the Smyrna incoming selector. In order to make a neat page where all the Marietta selectors come first, I've skipped a few spots and written Smyrna incoming in a table further along on the page. So we'll use that one, as we see what's on the Smyrna steps first incoming selector. If you look at the list of valid prefixes, you'll see that 432, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are valid. Some of these are ESS, and in a moment we'll see which ones. At the end of the next 10 calls, I'll sum up what we found.
I'll now demonstrate the wiring of the Smyrna incoming selector. The next 10 calls I dial will be 431 through 430.
Your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again, or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed.
In the Smyrna Central office, that city type ring means that we have reached a step, so 432 is step. But beware, in Atlanta, that same type of ring gets used on crossbar 5. Next is 433. Three puts us in the Smyrna incoming selector, and now I've dialed the 3, which in this case goes to the Smyrna ESS. I'm not dialing anything else, so it'll time out to reorder. By flashing, I reset the ESS, so now I can redial 4 digits. That was 433, now 434.
You have reached 434-2504 has been changed. The new number is in Marietta 973-7027. Please make a note of it. 434-2504 has been changed. The new number is in Marietta 973-7027. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
Special operator, may I help you?
Was that STEP or ESS? Very hard to tell unless you're an expert on clicks and clunks. 434 is ESS. Next, 435 and then 436.
number you have reached, 436-6299, is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again. 436-6299 is not in service. In area code 404.
Special operator, may I help you?
Oh, it's not in service?
Right.
Oh, I'll check information. Thank you.
Because 436 went to AIS, it was hard to tell that that was a step, but it was. The clicks right before AIS are the surest giveaway.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again, or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
The noise of the idle line has changed now, and that's because a crossbar 5 line is off the hook in the neighborhood. I'm going to filter out the basic hum, and you'll hear the tone that the 422 and 424 numbers in this neighborhood time out to. See, that crossbar 5 receiver off hook tone is in there. By the way, my filtering wasn't perfect. There was sort of an airplane engine type sound that I was unable to filter out. Sorry about that. Oh well, maybe that was Lockheed. Just kidding. Next, dialing 438.
So there you have it, 431 through 430. I originally intended to make those calls short, but there was such nice crosstalk that I took a little more time.
In Smyrna, 432, 5, and 6 are STEP, 433 and 4 are ESS, and everything else goes to the vacant level recording. Now, some more calls to the Smyrna STEP and ESS.
number you have reached...
Operator, one moment. May I have the name of the business or the party you're calling?
We're calling Amalgamated Zipper Realignment.
That number has been disconnected. I have a listing for Eastern Airlines.
Oh, gee, I don't think they handle that type of thing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was a rather rare event. A number placed on AIS intercept was flagged to be handled manually by the AIS operator. Usually, the operators would come on the line only after a recording had already told the caller everything there was to know. You can imagine what kind of callers they would usually get. But this was the rare exception where the operator truly had something to do besides talking to people who can't understand the crystal clear voice of Jane Barbie.
Now I will complete recording the calls to the 422 office, which, if you recall, is on the 2 level.
High-pitched crackle that you hear in the background of that busy signal is very typically a crossbar 5 sound. 422 and 424 are the crossbar 5 codes in this very same building, and being in the same building, we get a lot of high-frequency response. Now, there was some crosstalk that I just want to play back right after I cut into the trunk. It sounded like someone either saying goodbye in a very southern accent or imitating a sheep. Let's see. Hmm. It's a Southerner unwittingly imitating a sheep while saying goodbye. Next call. Whoa, hummy line, early answer. That was a malfunctioning trunk. We cut into a moment of reorder or busy signal and then got immediately dropped off. On the next call, I'm going to cut in successfully but deliberately drop a trouble card in the 422 crossbar 5. I'm going to do this by making one of my last four digits I dial have 11 pulses in it. Right before the reorder comes on, you'll hear some subtle little clicks that are associated with the trouble report being generated. That answered, and I got my dime back because I hung up quickly. Most number one steps don't have any supervision grace time, but this one does.
Now I'll make the 422 AIS call by dialing 442 plus the last four digits.
You have reached 422-3746 has been changed to a non-published number. 422-3746 has been changed to a non-published number.
Special operator, can I help you?
Yeah, what was this number changed to a non-published?
Or? Right.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now I'll make some calls to the 424 exchange, which is in the same machine as 422, but, when you're calling from this particular step office, you use separate trunks. The 424 office incoming trunks are on the 4 level, of course. And this is because when you dial the digit 4, it's absorbed, and then the second digit 2 is absorbed once. This will mean that when you dial a 4 after that, you'll cut in on the 4 level.
On the first selector, 4 is AR as a first digit, A as a second digit, and on the level itself is the 424-5XB, or XB5, whatever.
So now I'll record dialing calls to 424.
That busy signal sounded different this time than it did when we got it before, as this time there was reorder tone audible in the background, and the high-pitched droning sound was louder. It's just one of those cool little variations that you'd encounter listening to different points in the central office power supply grid. It wasn't the fact that we dialed 424 this time versus 422 that caused that variation. It was really just the individual trunk we happened to get. In number 5 crossbar, it was quite common for things like the busy signal or the high tone to leak a little bit into the 48-volt DC power supply, which was on the line between ring cycles. Notice on this next call how bits of the busy signal and reorder are audible. This sort of leakage would vary from one CO to another, giving each individual CO's ringtone its own distinct signature. There was at least 100 group of numbers in the 424 prefix that went to a 770 PBX, which was a Bell System crossbar telephone system for small businesses. When I dial the last digit on the next 3 calls, you'll hear the line link pulsing arrangement being picked up with a distinct set of clicks, then a long silence while the last 3 or 4 digits are being dialed out, and finally a cut-through click as the ringing or busy signal begins. The middle call appears to have gone over a bad, hummy trunk to the PBX. Thank you.
Now I'm going to make the 424 AIS call by dialing 444 and the last four digits.
You have reached 424-9702 is not in service. In area code 404, please check.
Okay, that's everything that you'd ever want to hear on the 4 level, and also the 3 and 2 levels were done before that.
Stop. Do not go on to the next page. Well, you can if you like, but I'd recommend taking this one in little bits. You see, most of these tapes, I actually designed them so that they have sort of a plot, a beginning, a middle, a climax, an end. This one is just kind of like meditation music. It just kind of goes on, and then it just ends, you know? There's really no moral to this story. It's just lovely phone noises and my voice. That's about it. So I'd recommend taking this one bit at a time. When you're ready, you can go on to part two, which has wonderful N3 carrier to Dallas, Georgia, some lousy T carrier to the downtown crossbar tandem, and then some nice intra-office calls to the 427 prefix, which is the one we're calling from.